At a recent field day in Immokalee, University of Florida entomologist Phil Stansley showed approximately 40 growers trials in which plastic mulch surrounds young citrus trees in an effort to keep HLB-spreading psyllids away. Stansley reports, noting that such mulch has helped vegetable growers.
Vegetables are all grown on raised beds covered with polyethylene film. The white mulch is used in the summertime till the middle of October, and then they switch to the black. However, our experience with reflective mulch in vegetables showed us that you can keep white flies and other pests away, so we thought maybe this would work with psyllids. And there are small-scale trials. It really was much better than we thought. There were significant savings in inputs, including herbicides, fertilizer, water, and a much better growth. So here we just want to look at, isolate all those horticultural effects and just look at the repellency. That's why we've got white and reflective there. Those are the subplots. The main plots are compost and no compost. And we're seeing that, of course, that soil issues are really important with HLB. And we're already seeing great value in terms of growth with the compost.
And I think it was grower Hugh English asked you, you're going to be looking at the economics over a few years, and your answer was yes.
Absolutely. It's all about economics. We hope to keep this trial going at least 4 years so that we can get a couple of years of yield off of it. The whole purpose is to bring the trees into rapid production, keep them as clean as possible from HLB, and use this these methods to improve the whole economic outlook of the grower that's planting new trees.
Anything else you'd like to talk about today?
Well, again, we appreciate everybody coming out here. There's been a lot of interest in these trials all along, and our doors are open for those of you who couldn't make it. We're glad to show you around.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.